Please.
Excerpt number 6. This is from letter 18 of Rabash. Know, my friends, that since we were together with Baal Sulam, we are more capable of approaching the Creator. But we need to listen to His voice and to keep His covenant. For the voice of the living Ari, Baal Sulam, will certainly not stop from us. As we were near Him, He is certainly speaking on our behalf, and His voice is heard when He comes into the holy place. When a person approaches holiness, His voice is heard, and we are certain to succeed.
Please.
Excerpt number 7, Baal Sulam, from letter 39. Know for certain that since the time of the Ari to this day, there has not been anyone who understood the method of the Ari to the fullest. As it was easier to attain a mind twice as great and twice as holy than the Ari's than to understand his method in which many hands fiddled. From the one who first heard and wrote them through the last compilers, while they still did not attain the matters as they are in their upper root, and thus each inverted and confused the matters. And now, by the Creator's will, I've been rewarded with a conception, impregnation of the soul of the Ari, not because of my good deeds, but by a higher will. It is beyond me, too, why I have been chosen for this wonderful soul, with which no one has been granted since his passing until today. I cannot elaborate on this matter, as it is not my way to discuss the concealed. Oren, what's next?
Continue with excerpt number 8. From letter 52, Baal Sulam. I have already enslaved myself to the Creator to serve Him in any way I can. No work is too heavy for me to do for His great name. On the contrary, I always love and relish at great exertions that bring Him contentment. And the evidence is that I chose the land of Israel as my workplace, where the ruling of some is the most. And not only that, but in Jerusalem, where even the Ari was afraid to open his seminary. I also collected into my seminary all the eminent ones from Jerusalem, by which you can know that I am not avoiding work. Thus, everything depends only on you. Always remember that.
What are we doing?
We have an excerpt that the friend sent here about the exertion that you talked about earlier.
Please.
It's taken from letter number 38 of Baal Sulam, and it says this way. The most important is the labor, meaning to crave to labor in his work. For the ordinary work does not count at all. Only the bits that are more than usual, which are called labor. It is like a person who must eat a pound of bread to be full, then all his eating does not merit the title a satisfying meal, but only the last bit from the pound. That bit, for all its smallness, is what defines the meal as satisfying. Similarly, out of every service, the Creator draws out only the bits beyond the ordinary. And they will be the letters and the kelim in which to receive the light of His face. Understand this well.
So,
please.
We'll read excerpt number 9. This is from the prophecy of Baal HaSulam. After all these days, I listened attentively to all the promises and destinies I have been chosen for by the Lord. Yet I found in them neither satisfaction nor the words by which to speak to the people, to the dwellers of this world, and lead them to God's will, as He had told me.
Do you hear what he's concerned with?
And I could not stride among the people who are vain and slandering the Lord and His creation, while I was satiated and praising and walking merrily as though mocking those wretched ones. Matters have touched me to the bottom of my heart, and I resolved that come what may, even if I descend from my sublime degree, I must make a heartfelt prayer to the Lord to grant me attainment and knowledge of the prophecy and wisdom and the words by which to help the forlorn people of the world, to raise them to the same degree of wisdom and pleasantness as mine.
We'll continue.
Excerpt number 10, Baal HaSulam says in letter 9, with the Creator's blessing, I've been found agreeable in the eyes of my Creator to reveal to me the full lowliness of the generation and all sorts of easy and faithful corrections to bring each soul back to its root as quickly as possible.
Next.
Excerpt 11 from Introduction to the Book of Zohar. Faith has diminished in general. Faith in the Holy Ones, the sages of the generations in particular, and the books of Kabbalah and the Zohar are full of corporeal parables. Hence, people are afraid lest they will lose more than they will gain, since they could easily fail with materializing. This is what prompted me to compose a sufficient interpretation on the writings of the Ari, and now on the Zohar, and I've completely removed that concern. For I have evidently explained and proven the spiritual meaning of everything, that it is abstract and devoid of any corporeal image above space and above time, as the readers will see, to allow the whole of Israel to study the Book of Zohar and be warmed by its sacred light.